side of an elevator where all the seatings grouping of. Yeah,
thank you for choosing Mega Mouse Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name?
First name is Mark. Last name is Cento Ducati. I have an account number, if that helps.
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
And also, the furniture is just an indicator right now. It's just on paper. Those can be moved as well. So just helping you visualize your needs.
Right, this is sort of just set up as a standard innovation swing, but that could be adjusted based on the use that you guys would have for it, yes.
Yeah, and door location, door type, if you need a double swing door, and the furniture outside the room can also be moved as well. It, right now, it's just on paper. So the point is not let that steer you from what's best for your functionality.
Right, the furniture can be adjusted.
Okay, go ahead with the account number, sir.
Account number is 58206010-002.
One moment, okay?
Sure.
That becomes, I mean, it's more or less a zero-sum exercise, right? Because if you start adding enclosed rooms, let's maybe just zoom out a little bit. You know, certainly a floor can depart from the typical stack, right? And it can have rooms that don't exist on other floors. But as you can see, you know, there's quite a lot of desks here just to meet our targets. So, you know, if one were to go out into one of these team areas and start creating larger enclosed spaces, it probably wouldn't be, I mean, there might be ways to do it, but it's not going to be very logical from a sort of wayfinding or circulation standpoint, and it's also going to be, I think, pretty inefficient. But if we just think about how we might start to do that, I mean, the least efficient team zone is the one on the north side there, I believe, just in terms of how deep the desk zone is. So, for example, one could look at building out more enclosed spaces within that suite. For example, you know, bringing it all the way out to the window, growing that sort of landing zone, you know, east or west, or adding onto it on either side. I mean, I think your options are going to be kind of limited to create new rooms.
John, could you, when you're describing that, you know, draw boxes just to give people an idea?
Yeah, sorry, I can't draw and chime when I'm not speaking.
Or
grow it to the north and actually let it touch the exterior wall, which again, you know, on typical floors, we've been avoiding doing that to try to get the most daylight to the teams. But, you know, if there's a need for it, there's no reason you couldn't dock to the perimeter and have an additional room there. It just takes out some desks. So we haven't gotten far on studying those trade-offs, right? Like, you know, adding.
Okay, so I had the account available for your eShop order. How may I help you?
I got an email that the credit card was declined.
Is it the Visa card that the NN9192 that expired on 12/24?
Yeah, that's a useless card that was compromised, so I had to get rid of it.
Okay, give me 1 second. We can update the payment, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I'm ready for the part number. Go ahead, sir.
5178-0583-4548-7824.
Expiration date?
626.
Security code on the back?
282.
Okay, that's 5178-0583-4548-7824, expire on 626, and security code is 282.
Yep. What was this charge for?
I'll tell you in 1 second.
Thank you.
Okay, this is for the Rolling Stone Warrior, sir.
Okay.
Okay, they'll reprocess it another day this week, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for choosing Nigga Mouse Collections. Have a good day.